Hello, Charles.
Ian, hi. Trust you're well?
Yes, and yourself?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good, thank you. Very well indeed. Now, just for our listeners and viewers today, considering we operate and live within the rejection world of handling the various no's in business, I'd like to capture your thoughts on how you handle the no money, the no interest, the no need, no time. Just a little bit about how you cope with those objections.
Sure. So obviously I don't like hearing those, but there's always a way around it. So you obviously put yourself in the customer's shoes and then ask qualifying questions like, is the time not right now? Are you on a contract? Are you scared? Sometimes they're scared it might be too technical, it might be too expensive. However, there's always a way around it. You could say, would you be interested in maybe having a look? If the contract's got like another year and a half, there's not much point out. If it's got 6 months, maybe yes. Otherwise, perhaps asking a time to call back, or maybe if they need some further information to be sent, but just to keep them interested and show that I'm an empathetic person and see how I can work out when exactly the time might be right.
So really it comes down to what's led to a no, the initial knee-jerk reaction. I don't know who you are, Charles, that meet, like, know and trust equation, and really transitioning from the initial knee-jerk reaction or objection to gaining the true objection or the truth to the cause and what's led to a no. Because every no has to eventuate to a yes one way or another, and it's our job to really identify and understand, is this the appropriate and correct product market fit for this particular prospect or C-level executive? Excellent. Any other tips and techniques from yourself, Anne?
No, just basically listening to them and trying entice them and maybe see how, not necessarily hurry it up and not have that pushy sales approach, but more that qualitative listening. Isn't it good to see another option of what might be available for a product that might, in the interim, save you time, money, and help you become more efficient and effective, that's user-friendly?
Great responses, Anne. I'm sure our viewers and listeners today will take relevant notes and will act accordingly. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye. Bye for now.